have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO if you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved, G20 country has agreed to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the next World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So hopefully for the next pandemic, we can still see some movement of the people, some movement of the goods, and movement of the economy.
Okay, we have Dean Michelle Bachman from Regent University, formerly Congressman Bachman from Minnesota, presidential candidate, a leader of the Tea Party movement. So, Dean, you brought this to our attention last year when That's we right. had, you know, WHO, and you had the World Health Assembly, you had these things, and we had people monitoring 24 hours. It was James Rutkowski out in California, and you were leading efforts to have people have public comments, all that. Where are we today? Because now you're leading this effort to make sure that the audience, that we pile into this sovereignty issue on WHO. Explain exactly where we are and what the War Room Posse needs to do.
So for the War Room Posse, we've got to do what we did last year. And we're exactly where we were last year. We had a one-year reprieve, thank God, thanks to a few little small African countries like Botswana, who resisted at the meeting in the last week of May in Geneva, Switzerland in 2022. Otherwise, we already would have created this platform for global governance for the WHO. That didn't happen because essentially what this is, Steve, the Biden administration is trying to push all 194 nations to give up their sovereignty on healthcare, which is really just give up your sovereignty to the World Health Organization. Then, as we've been under emergency powers for 3 years in the United States, it was just finally lifted. Joe Biden signed that. Now Joe Biden wants us to give up the right to declare an emergency to the World Health Organization. And so this clip that you just played was the Indonesian foreign minister saying in Bali last November that the G20, the B20, they've all gotten together, they've all agreed that we're going to offer amendments at the World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland, that would change the World Health Organization from an advisory body to actually a regulatory body with authority. And they would be able to do to the United States and any country on earth what Dr. Fauci did to us, what the CDC did to us, because Fauci and the CDC relied on the recommendations from the WHO. So now the WHO would have the power to mandate vaccines and mandate lockdowns and all the rest.
Let's not bury the lead. This is the same WHO on the day that we shifted, on the week that we shifted the show from War Room Impeachment to War Room Pandemic. The WHO, I think it was on the 15th of January of 2020, came out and said, hey, they had checked all the information. There was no, with the, and they had talked to the Chinese senior CCP health officials. WHO put out a tweet saying, there's no human-to-human transmission, and this is not spreading anywhere in Wuhan. They came out and actually said, no human-to-human transmission. This is, they are owned lock, stock, and barrel in Geneva by the CCP. Ambassador Bremberg
vouched that
when I met with him. They're owned 100%. So here's what I don't get. How, and by the way, the G20, and you're very, the G20 meets on the economic side, but they've spun off a group called the B20 that Klaus Schwab helped, which is kind of the biopharmaceutical,
the corporate same side, group,
the corporate side, B20. But be specific, how do they want to take the sovereignty of the United States of America? Specifically, how do they do that in this, a new document, this global governance document that they're putting together?
Well, the power to declare an emergency, that power would be given to the executive director at the World Health Organization so they could declare an emergency for a pandemic or even the possibility of a pandemic, and then nations would be forced to have to do the bidding of the WHO. And they enforce this through what this guy just said in this clip, which is every single human on Earth will be given a digital identity on your phone. There'll be a QR code. And if you're in compliance with what the WHO has mandated for you, testing, shots, boosters, then you get to travel or you don't get to travel. And that would be merged with your electronic medical records. Eventually, that'll be merged with your digital currency. And your whole life will be on your QR code, but it will be run through the World Health Organization, through the UN. That's the platform for global governance. We've never had this level of control ever in history. This would be a first, where we have a global body and all 194 nations would give up their sovereignty to the World Health Organization and empower them to declare an emergency. And once they have that power, then they can tell us what it is we have to do. And the number one question people ask me, Steve, is, yeah, but how's the WHO going to enforce this? Well, just think, the big dog on the block, which is the United States of America, the Biden administration is leading this effort. They want to empower the World Health Organization. They want the World Health Organization to do this. And also for the last 3 years, whatever the WHO said, if they said jump, we jumped. And so this wouldn't be anything new, only now we have nowhere to appeal. This is essentially giving up the United States sovereignty, our freedom, to the United Nations healthcare arm, the WHO. And once you give up freedom, you don't give it back. It doesn't get any bigger than this. This is as big as it gets when you give away freedom to the WHO. And our president is for it.
Dean Bachman, I thought that the framers of the Constitution had a way for us to avoid this, that treaties, anything that dealt with American sovereignty in partnership or in treaties or alliances with any nation, had to pass the Senate with 2/3 of votes. So it just couldn't be along party lines. Basically 2/3. You had to bring in other people to agree with you. Why is this not being treated as a treaty? Why is this not getting a vote in the House? And why certainly not as a treaty in the Senate?
Well, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin brought his amendment to the Senate just about 2 weeks ago. And that amendment said anything that passes at the World Health Organization would be treated as a treaty, and it has to come on and get voted on in the Senate. The Democrat-controlled Senate voted the Johnson amendment down. So we know where the Senate is coming from. They're not going to see it that way. But the Biden administration is taking a dual-track approach. They want this to pass. They want to give up our sovereignty. And so they're going both through a global pandemic treaty, actually called a global pandemic treaty. They want that to go through. But they're also just trying to bring amendments to the World Health Assembly. Because once amendments are passed at the World Health Assembly, they don't have to come back to the U.S. And here's the dirty little secret that most people don't know. The National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, was passed and signed by Joe Biden December 23rd of 2022. It's the must-pass piece of legislation that runs the Defense Department. Contained in that bill was an act within an act, and it said this: if there are any amendments that are passed at the World Health Assembly, we will deem that the United States government approves of them and they don't need to come back to Congress. This was contained, Steve, in the NDAA. So obviously somebody was thinking about this ahead of time because they knew that the most successful track would be through changing amendments in Geneva, Switzerland in this last week of May. They almost got it done last year, but enough people were alerted. This thing got stopped. It can get stopped again this year, but I'm telling you, this is the intention of the Biden administration. They want to empower the World Health Organization so that the whole world can come under the World Health Organization's control through emergency powers. But then also so that we have a digital ID and a QR code, and we're restricted based upon what the World Health Organization allows based on that QR code.
Where do people go now to get involved here and to sign this and to make sure their voices are heard?
Right. The number one thing we want is we have to demand that the U.S. get out of the World Health Organization. Donald Trump did this. He put it into effect. He saw how evil this organization was. But Donald Trump didn't return to office to the White House in 2020. Joe Biden put America back in the WHO and he continued the funding again. So we have to demand of both of our U.S. senators and our representative that the United States gets out of the WHO. Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona has House Resolution 79, House Resolution 79. That gets us out of the WHO. But we don't have a lot of time here with legislation. So what we need to do is melt the phone lines of every senator and every representative and tell them simply, get us out of the WHO. You don't have my consent to stay in the WHO, and I certainly don't want to be under a digital ID, because that's what will happen if these amendments go through in Geneva, Switzerland.
How do people get to you? We're going to put it up and maybe get you back tomorrow to drill down on this more. How do people get to you in the interim? Is it an email? Do you have a website?
Regent University. It's R-E-G-E-N-T. So regent.edu. Just type Michelle Bachman into the search engine. It's Michelle with one L, Bachman with two N's, Michelle Bachman, regent.edu, and you can easily reach me. And also your Capital switchboard number is 202-224-3121.
The War Room Posse knows that one. Congressman Dean Bachman, thank you very much. We'll be all over this.